We continue our learning of Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Cham Yachem Bifidich of Saliyo. We are Menachos Perik Yud Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Hare Alai Toda Ushlamim. Here you have a person who took a neder to bring a Toda or a Shlamim, not Toda the Enish Shlamim, but a Toda or a Shlamim. Now Toda or Shlamim can be brought from a variety of animals. Says the Mishnah, Yavi Keves, he can fulfill his vow by just bringing a Keves, which is the cheapest of all of them, which could potentially be brought for a Toda or Shlamim, and in fact could bring a Keves or a Kivsa, could be a male or a female as well. But Perashti mina balkar, if any of them Perashti, he have someone though who took upon himself to bring a Toda or a Shlamim, and he said, I remember articulating at the time I'm going to bring it from cattle. I just don't remember, was it the older cattle, the younger, the par, the egel? So what does he have to do? Yavi par upara, egel the egla. He has to bring the older, also the male and the female. Par and para, and egel the egla, and a calf as well, both male and female. Min ha-behema, let's say he says, I remember that at the time that I took upon myself to bring, I made this net to bring a Toda or a Shlamim, that I said, I'm going to bring it from a behema. So then, but v'ne dem ha-perashti, I don't remember exactly what I expressed, which behema it is. So here he has to completely cover himself, because all the variety of behemas that we have, that we're going to list in a moment, could potentially be brought for a Toda or a Shlamim, and it's male and female as well. So therefore, what does he have to bring? Yavi par upara, egel ve'egla, as we explained already. Ayil v'rachel. Ayil v'rachel is a keves and a kivsa in their second year. So that's how he covers himself with the, besides the par and the para, besides the cattle. So there's also the possibility of a keves and a kivsa with their, in their second year. Gidiyu gidiya, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, was a gidiya, is a beni is in within its first year. And gidiya, of course, is the female. Seir, which is a goat, which is within its second year. Usira as well, which is the female within its second year. Tale vitalia. And he also has to bring a keves and a kivso within their first year. So the ayil and the rachel is the keves and the kivso in the second year. The talea and talia is the male and the female of the keves within the first year. And when it comes to the goats, the same thing. I have the seir and the seira, the male and the female within the second year of goats. Gidi gidiya, which is the within the first year. And of course, you have the cattle as well, the par and the para, and the egel and the egla. You bring all of that, so then you are covered. Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Ches. Hare Alai Shor. Person that takes upon himself to bring a carbon ola that's going to be a shor, or maybe a carbon shlamim that's going to be a shor. Yavi hu unasachav bimane. How much money does he have to spend on this shor? So the Mishnah here says the shor plus the minchas nesachim that comes along with it, which we mentioned many times, the flour and the oil mixed together and the wine, all together, the animal plus the minchas nesachim should equal the mana, 100 zuz, 100 dinar. Where do we learn that from? That magic number. So Rashi says that is, and Bartuner as well says that is not. We have a Torah Shabbat. We have a tradition that is the case. It's not written anywhere. Says the Batura, Kach nis parish dino b'torah shaba alpe. Sheyehe erecha shor imin esachav mane. That the value of bringing a shor for an ola or a shlamim along with the nesachim should all equal a mane, a minimum of 100 zuz. Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says, Elu hadamim heim hadamim habenonim le'elu hadvarim ba'oso zman ba'oso naratzos. So that happens to be the mean, average. That is the average value of what people would spend on a shor along with the sachim, and that's what you bring. And that obviously will depend on time and place. Then the Mishnah says, egel, person takes upon himself to bring an egel as an ola, or an egel as a shlamim, a calf. Yeah, how much does he spend? Obviously, a calf is cheaper than a shor. Yavi hu unesachav b'chamesh. He should bring egel with the minchas nesachim together, equaling 5 sela. So 5 sela is only 20 dinar, 20 zuz, which is a fifth of what the shor was. The shor was 100 zuz. This is 20 dinar, 5 sela. Ayil, a person took upon himself a neder to bring an ayil as an ola or an ayil as a shlamim, a ram. Yavi hu nesachav bishtayim. So that's even cheaper than the egel. He, with the minchas nesachim together with the animal, the ram, he should spend to Sela, which is 8 dinar, 8 sus. Keves took upon himself to bring a keves for an Olor Shlamim. Yavihu Nusachav Besela. So the keves with the animal with the Nusachim together will be 1 Sela, which is 4 dinar, 4 zus. Sure, Bimaneh, but let's see here. The person didn't say Harel I sure. He said exactly how much money he's planning on spending on the shore. Harel I sure, Bimaneh. Then Yavi Bimaneh, Chutz Minisachazen. He can't bring the shore and the Minchas Nisachim together for a maneh, for 100 zuz, 100 dinar, because he said that the shore itself is going to be a maneh. So he spends 100 zuz. He spends a maneh, 100 zuz on the shore. And then, in addition to that, he has to pay for the Nisachim. Egel b'chameh, same thing. He took upon himself to bring an egel 4 or 5 sela. Yavi b'chameh chutz minisachav. He spends 5 on the egel itself, and his sachem is separate. Ayel b'shtayim. He says, I'm taking upon myself to bring a ram for 2 sela. Yavi b'shtayim chutz minisachav. You bring an ayel worth 2 besides the nisachem, which you have to spend separately. Keves b'sela. Yavi b'sela chutz minisachav. Same thing when it comes to a keves. Shur b'maneh. Vehevi shnayim b'maneh. Lo yata. You have a person who took upon himself to bring a shore worth 100 zuz, and he spent 100 zuz, but he brought 2 shvarim. Each one, well, let's say, was worth 50. Or even if, says the Mishnah, afilu zeh b'maneh chaser dinah v'zeh b'maneh chaser dinah. He spent a lot of money. He spent, let's say, he spent 99 on each shore. So here he spent almost double he spent. But each shore that he brought was worth a little bit less than 100. So then it doesn't help. Lo, he's not Yotze until he brings a shore that's worth a full mana itself to fulfill his neder. Shachor vehevi lavan, lavan vehevi shachor, gadol vehevi katan, lo yotza. Took upon himself, hare alai, I'm going to bring a shore that, or an animal that's black, and he ended up bringing a white one, or he said black, he said black, he brought white, he said white, he brought black, or he said a larger one, ended up being a smaller one. He's not Yotze. He has to bring that which he was, the neder that he said. Katan vehevi gadol. Let's say you said, and this is the famous opinion, Machlokas Tanakam and Rebbe, which we've mentioned several times. He said, I'm taking upon myself to bring a shore katan, and they're bringing a large one. Says the Tanakam, Yatsa, you fulfill your obligation. We say, yesh bechlal meruba muat, within a lot, there's a little. So you said you bring a small and you brought a big one. So your small one is included, encompassed in the big one. Rebbe Omer lo Yatsa. Rebbe says that, No, you're not Yotze. You have to bring that which you are no deer. You know you're a small animal. You have to bring a small animal. So we have to realize that that when Mishnah Zayin, let's say, when a person said, I'm bringing a Todah or a Shlamim. And he said, Perashti, I said specifically, I remember mentioning Bakar. I don't remember what I said I'm going to bring. So the Mishnah had said, you should bring a par, a para, an egel, and an egla. That's the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe says you have to bring an egel and an egla as well, besides a para, para, because maybe you were no dear a small one. But according to the Tana Kama, you wouldn't have to do that. Once you bring a par and a para, you don't need an egel and egla because you've covered yourself. You brought a large animal. So the large animal covers is going to cover your neder, because even if you were no dear a smaller animal, the smaller animal is included in the larger animal.